For the first time, Louisiana has elected a female governor. Democrat Kathleen Blanco beat conservative Bobby Jindal in a runoff election over the weekend. The victory prevented Republicans from a gubernatorial sweep in the South after winning recently in Kentucky and Mississippi. Joining me now to talk about Blanco's election is John McGinnis, publisher of LawPolitics.com. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
You've said that Blanco wasn't a traditional Democratic candidate. How did she win?
Well, she did pull together the Democratic coalition because she was just seen as not as conservative as the Republican Bobby Jindal. There is a natural advantage for a Democrat in this state, and she pulled together. She had enough African-American support, and she really won out on the countryside, where I believe a lot of people consider Jindal just too young to be governor.
Wasn't Jindal leading in some polls?
He led all the way. He ran a picture-perfect runoff campaign for 5 weeks, but it was a six-week runoff. And he was leading in the polls, but I think his misstep was that when Blanco finally started to really begin to criticize his record as a healthcare bureaucrat, he didn't respond. He didn't get up on the air and say that's not true. He did so in the press, but he just didn't get his message up on the air. And that caused a lot of people to just have some second thoughts about how much change the state was ready for.
Yeah, Blanco ran an ad in the last couple of weeks.
She ran an ad using a retired doctor who had worked in the charity hospital system and said that Bobby Jindal, when he was the healthcare secretary, was bad for the hospitals and bad for patients. And healthcare is a real important issue in the state. It is a state responsibility with the charity hospital system. And people felt that this really gave people some second thoughts about Jindal, and he just didn't come out and answer it forcefully enough.
He did make some inroads with black voters, did he not?
He got the endorsement of the mayor of New Orleans, who is African-American, and he seemed to be getting some traction with the emerging black middle class. But I believe that the attacks on his health care record may have nullified some of that.
How historic is it that Louisiana's elected a female governor?
Well, I mean, I think that was a tough choice for some voters out there who are very conservative. But Kathleen Blanco has been around for 20 years in public office, and she's built up a good record, one of real integrity, and that was the important one. This is a state still trying to shake the old image of Evan Edwards, and these two candidates both really offered a fresh, clean start. And she was seen as someone with some compassion and a strength of character, and that appealed to a lot of voters.
So Louisiana continues its Democratic stand against an increasingly Republican South. What does Blanco's win mean for the next round of national elections?
I'm not sure it would mean that much as far as a presidential election. Louisiana went pretty strongly for George Bush, and again, Blanco is just about as conservative as he is, and certainly probably more so than the Democratic nominee is going to be. But it just shows that Louisiana does stand out as something different, and it's going to take some extra care and handling by the Republican Party.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
John McGinnis is the publisher of LawPolitics.com.